Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 28th edition, and we have an absolutely loaded 15-game slate on tap, just crazy 15-game slate. Hope everybody had a good Monday and is looking forward to this just knockdown, drag-out action we got coming up here tonight. Before we do so, a couple things. If you'll give us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the podcast, preferably iTunes, that would be much appreciated. It would help the podcast out quite a bit. We have a couple sponsors we need to talk about. Draft.com, Draft in your app store, great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts done in under 5 minutes. Tons and tons of fun. And if you're into NFL best balls for the last week or so before the season starts, check that out. They have NFL regular season. They have MLB regular season. They have golf. We got the second leg of the FedEx Cup this weekend. Go check out the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse, breaking it all down for you for DraftKings. Good stuff there. But go check out Draft. Use promo code SDSports when you check out. And you get entry into a free $3 tournament. It's a ton of fun. Go try it. Draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports. Also for you NFL DFSers out there, and I keep putting it on this podcast also because they're going to get other sports eventually, guys. It's just going to happen, so enjoy it. Use the tools. It is some of the best tools. I am not a fan of buying picks. You can get picks on this show. You get picks on other shows. You can get picks all over our website and other websites for free. But the tools you get with equantedge.com, you can't find many other places. Sure, you can find lineup optimizers. Not quite like this. You also get tons of articles and podcasts from these guys if you need them. But you get injury tools. You get quarterback wide receiver tools. And a few other just amazing tools. And they have more coming out. Go check it all out. Right now, if you use promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, you'll get 10% off a season package. It's like $90 for everything you get. It's cheaper than anywhere else in the industry that I've seen. So go check that out. TheQuantEdge.com. Promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, for 10% off your package deal. So draft.com, TheQuantEdge, go check it all out. Go give us a rating review, all that good stuff. If you want to write for the website, last thing, we're always looking for writers. If you're a first-timer, we don't care. You got to get your feet wet somewhere, and this is a great place to do it. It's a fun, friendly atmosphere, tons of fun. I know you guys appreciate the work we do. That's why you keep listening, and you check out the site. You're in the Slack chat, all that good stuff. So if you're interested, come check it out. Slide into the Sports Degens DMs. Or on the website, there's a link to write for these sports DJs. Go click that, fill it out. I will get back to you. All right, now that the business is done, let it get cracking on a 15-game slate. We have seven guys at 10K or above. We have we have 11. Almost half the field is $9,000 or above. It is wild. I have literally 12 pitchers written down here I can talk about. I am not going to go as deep into the statistics here because we will be here all day if I go over 12 pitchers. But let's just talk about it. You got Scherzer at 12-6 at Philadelphia. Outstanding matchup against Philadelphia, obviously. Before we do so, let me tell you about the totals. White Sox at Yankees, 9.5. Blue Jays at Orioles, waiting on that one because Orioles are putting a different pitcher on the mound. Nationals, Phillies, 7. Marlins, Red Sox, 9.5. Brewers, Reds, 9.5. Twins, Indians, 8.5. Rays, Braves, 8. Dodgers, Rangers, 10.5 in Texas. That'll be a warm one. Mets, Cubs, waiting on that due to the weather. Oakland, Houston, 8.5. Tigers, Royals, 9. Pirates, Cardinals, 8. Rockies, Angels, waiting on that one as the Angels are putting a new pitcher out there. Mariners, Padres, 8.5. And D-backs, Gigantes, total of 7. So lots going on there. You got heavy winds blowing out in Chicago again today with the Mets and the Cubs. Chances of rain there. Winds blowing out to center field about 10 to 11 miles an hour in the Bronx. White Sox, Yankees. Blowing out the left field about 14 miles an hour in Cleveland between the Twins and the Indians. Blowing out the left field about 12 miles an hour in Boston between the Fish and the Red Sox. Blowing in from right field but hot as hell in Texas between the Dodgers and the Rangers. Blowing out to right about 13 miles an hour in St. Louis between the Cardinals and the Pirates. And blowing out to left with chances of rain in Kansas City between Detroit and the Royals. So a lot of friendly hitting environments. You saw some really nice totals. Let's get back to Mad Max. He's 12-6. He faces a Phillies team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Mad Max can be a great matchup against anybody. We know this. He's faced Philly twice this year, 13 and a third, three hits, 25 strikeouts. That wasn't a typo. 25 strikeouts in 13 and a third innings. He's averaging almost 33 DraftKings points per start against the Phillies. His last time out, he faced him seven innings, two earned 10 Ks for 28.2. He has 28-2, 27-9, 35-4 in his last three. Then a 22-8, a 29-9, a 41, a 22-1, a 19-6. So he had like six straight starts of 22 or more. He's absolutely filthy. Absolutely filthy in an amazing spot tonight. Yeah, it's Philadelphia. They can run into some if they get to it. They have 313 WOBA, 169 ISO versus righties. Not bad. Mad Max 12-6 is outstanding on the slate. It's just a matter of price point for you. Jacob DeGrom, 12,200 at the Chicago Cubs. You got those windy conditions there. You got chances of rain. On a slate this size, I might not be going there, but he's faced them once this year. 7 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned, 13 strikeouts, 34.4 DraftKings points. He absolutely dealt like the beast that he is. He's on 26-7, 40.6, 34.8, 34.5, 27.8, a 15-point hiccup. But then 29-8, 28-4, 28-4. Absolutely ridiculous run Jacob DeGrom is on. So if the weather's permitting, he'll be super low-owned. Could be in for a very, very nice night there at 12-2. Now you drop down a little bit to $1,600 to be precise. Aaron Nola, 10-6 at home against the Washington Nationals in a battle with Scherzer. Scherzer versus Nola. This is pitching porn, people. Pitching porn. They faced off the last time out, and Nola was filthy. He's faced them three times this year, 21 and two-thirds, three hits, 22, or three earned, 22 Ks. He's averaging 29 DraftKings points to start versus Washington. Like I said, he faced off with Scherzer, and he got the better of Scherzer. Eight innings, five hits, no earned, nine Ks for 36.4 points. He's coming off 36-4, 36-8, 22-7. So you're saving 2K off of Scherzer. He's pitching at home and in a great, great matchup here. Washington team's total is 355, lefties 276, righties 255. In a great spot. It's just kind of where you want to pay tonight. I love Nola at that price point, saving some cash to get some bats. But obviously, these are all great plays. You have Jack Flaherty at 10-4 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. This one might get overlooked in this just mess of amazing options. He's faced Pittsburgh four times this year, 22 innings, 7 earned, 18 Ks, 15.8 DraftKings points. He's pitched better at home than on the road, and he has found a groove of late, an absolute groove. At the Dodgers, 29-7, Milwaukee, 27-9, at Kansas City, 30.2. Last time he faced Pittsburgh, at Pittsburgh on August 5th, 6 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 7 Ks, for 28.5 DraftKings points. He has four straight starts of 28 or more points. He is locking it in, as they say. If you didn't see that Walker Buehler, Jack Flaherty matchup, I believe it was over the weekend or middle of last week or something, it was amazing. Two young studs we're hopefully going to see for a long time, just throwing BBs out there and just mowing down some pretty respectable offenses. The issue with this matchup, and it didn't phase him last time because his stuff is that good, because he has a 31% K rate, a 13.4% swinging strike rate, is the Pirates strike out 19.8% of the time. That's a bummer. Yeah, that's definitely a bummer. Same time, when you're as good as Jack Flaherty as, you can kind of get away with a few things. Pittsburgh's 355 team total is the same as the Nats. Lefty's 287, righty's 266. Obviously, Pittsburgh, they can get it going once in a while, but a 314 WOBA, 156 ISO, not too scary. So Jack Flaherty at 10-2, definitely in play tonight. Very, very intriguing option. Cookie Carrasco, 10-3 at home against Minnesota. You can go there. I'll stay away. He's faced him five times this year. He's averaging 15 points a start. He's better on the road than at home. He could be in for a great one. I'll pass. Call it crazy. I'll pass. Walker Buehler at Texas on a slate this big. You can be super contrarian and use him, but I'm not going to pitch him in Texas in that atmosphere. I'll pass on that one. He could be outstanding because Texas does strike out a boatload. They strike out almost 25% of the time versus righties. So Buehler could be in for an absolute gem. I'll just pass with all the options on the slate. I don't know. I'm not going to get that cute. I'll get cute in spots, but not that cute. Like $10,000 for Clay Buchholz at the San Francisco Giants. He's faced him twice this year. 12 innings, 4 earned, 15 Ks for 21.4 DraftKings points. 31-4, 33-8. He had a 13-8 at Cincinnati. Then 24-1. 19-4, 22-2, 24-1. He's been ridiculous. Cletus is back, folks. He is rolling. He's 10,000 bucks against the Giants team, which is dreadful. Steven Duggar hit the home run last night. That's all they did. They strike out. Giants strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. It is a phenomenal spot for Buchholz. The Giants have the third lowest total, 3.55. There's three teams at 3.55: Pirates, Nationals, Giants. But they have a 2.98 wOBA and a 1.36 ISO against right-handed pitching, and that's the worst in those three matchups there. So Buchholz at 10K, I like a lot. Kind of the way I'm evaluating these guys, 10K and above, is price point and how it works for me. That's why I got Buchholz 1, I got Nola 2, I got Flaherty 3, then I got DeGrom and Scherzer 4 and 5, price point-wise. Scherzer is the best play on the board. It's very simple. If you can pay up, you play Scherzer. If he gets blown up tonight, so be it. I read you the game logs. You know how good he is. He is the best pitcher in baseball, most likely. And if he has a hiccup, he has a hiccup, so be it. But that price point at 12.6, when there's not a ton of punts tonight and you want to get some bats, it's tough to do. If you can do it, awesome. But that's why I have it. Buchholz, Nola, Flaherty, kind of staying in that 10K range. And then DeGrom and Scherzer kind of in a class of their own if you want to pay for it. But if you don't want to go to the 10K range, you could drop down. You got guys like Cole Hamels at 9,800 bucks against a Mets team that's not great versus lefties. They strike out a whopping, where'd Cole Hamels go? 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Hamels, you know, 23% K rate, 45.5% ground ball. Does give up a lot of hard contact. A lot of that was in Texas. So take that with a grain of salt. Still waiting on the team totals there, but lefty's 324, righty's 347 off Hamels. But the Mets have 285 wOBA and a 124 ISO. You can look at guys like Amed Rosario and guys like Austin Jackson and Todd Frazier. Those guys, they're in play. I played a few of them last night and worked out okay, not all of them. But interesting matchup. Watch the weather in that one. Yeah, Kyle Freeland at 9,200 bucks. I think it's one, you know, I said I don't want to get cute with like Walker Buehler. Kyle Freeland could be a fun one. 9,200 bucks might be a little steep for Freeland, but he's at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They're a team with a they have a 290 wOBA and a 145 ISO. Dreadful versus left-handed pitching. Really, really bad. They strike out 21% of the time versus lefties. You know, Freeland, 20.6% K rate, 48% ground ball rate. You look at his last few times out, he has 19.5, 29.3, 27, 26.2. He had a hiccup at St. Louis with 22.1. Hiccup at Arizona, 13.2, 12. He's on 19. He's on a run there. Most of it's at home. That's the only curious part here. He's been amazing at home. He has his hiccups on the road. But 9,200 bucks could be an interesting GPP play in this range against an Angels team that is offensively challenged at the moment. Yeah, they got a couple last night. It was Ohtani and Trout. They're getting healthier, I guess. So if you don't want to go there, I get it. But Freeland at 92 could be a sneaky GPP play. You got Mad Bum versus the D-backs if you want to at 9K. I'll pass. I'll go to Julio Teheran at 8,200 bucks at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Teheran's been getting it on at home with 3.86 ERA. He's faced Tampa once this year. Six innings, four hits, no more than seven Ks or 29.1 DraftKings points. His last three starts, 26, 22.8, and 19.9. So definitely hitting those price points for us at 18.2. Against the Tampa Bay team that strikes out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. A Tampa Bay team with a total of 3.8, lefties 367, righties 315. But you have an average at best 315 wOBA and a really bad 138 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Teheran 82, another one you can take a look at. A popular one most likely tonight will be Lance Loretta Lynn at 7,800 bucks at home against the Chicago White Sox. Lynn has struggled a bunch, but he has dominated the White Sox. 7 1/3, no earned, 9 Ks in his one start for 37 DraftKings points. He's been much, much better on the road than at home with the Yankees. Really, really big splits. They're big splits. He's coming off of two rough starts at Miami and Toronto. Prior to that, he dealt against Texas, at Chicago, Baltimore. He got it done prior to that. So great matchup versus the White Sox at his price point. They strike out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Just be careful in that ballpark, in that matchup. If it doesn't rain, Matt Boyd at 76 versus Kansas City is very, very nice. Like that quite a bit. In his three starts, he's averaging 16 points a start versus the Royals this year. And it's kind of a consistency thing. 25-3, 16-7, 19-7. Hiccup at the Angels, but then 33, 23-3, 18-3, 16. He's got that model of consistency. He either blows up or he's getting like 16-plus points. And I like that a lot from Matt Boyd at that price point at 7,600 bucks against a Royals team that now strikes out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Pretty damn impressive. He's a big-time fly ball guy, which is a little scary with the wind blowing out to left field there pretty good. It'll be humid. Chances of rain, so keep that in mind. A Royals team with a 4.63 total. But like Matt Boyd's pitched so well this year. 273 lefties, 296 righties. He's getting them both out really well. And the Royals have a 284 ISO and a 117 WOBA versus left-handed pitching, which is really, really bad. So it really elevates Boyd on my list for me on this slate. So in this 7K to 9K range, I got Boyd 1, Lynn 2, Freeland 3, Tejeron 4, Hamels 5. But I'm starting to really grow fond of Tejeron. I made this list last night, and the more we just broke it down, I'm really starting to grow fond of him. So come in the Slack chat. We'll break pitchers down all day. We'll break lineups down whenever anybody has questions. No one has questions. I got work to do. I got other podcasts to work on and stuff. But if you got questions, we talk all day. It's just a matter of the impact of the people in there. Then your last two, when you look at the punts, it's not real sexy. You got Anthony DeSclafani at $6,900 at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. You're just going for upside here, hoping for like 12 to 15 points with some. He does have higher upside. He's faced Milwaukee once this year, 6 1/3, 4 earned, 6 Ks for 15 DraftKings points, which he'll take at that price point. He's coming off 10.1 at Chicago, within 22-1, 36, 17, 6, 14 in his four prior starts. Facing a Milwaukee team that will strike out for you, 25% K rate. It's one reason why we like DeSclafani here. Strikes out 21% of the guys he faces with a 40% ground ball rate. Lefties do it 361, righties 273. But all in all, for a punt, DeSclafani isn't horrible. Just keep the ball in the ballpark. The other punt you're looking at here is King Felix at 5,500 at the San Diego Padres. The Padres are not good, but Felix has those games where he's not good either. He's coming off about 13 points in his last start out. He's going between the bullpen and starting. It's a mega punt. It's very risky, but it is the San Diego Padres. They have a total of 4.1. Lefties 400, righties 336 off Felix, but a 287 WOBA and a 128 ISO are things you can pick at when you're looking at punt plays. So I got DeSclafani and Felix down below here. Recapping your pitching real quick. We got them that went through that a little faster than I thought, which makes me very happy. Up top, 10K and above, I got Buchholz, Nola, Flaherty, and then DeGrom and Scherzer are both in play. Just a matter if you want to pay up that much. But in that 10K range, Buchholz, Nola, and Flaherty. 7 to 9K, they got Boyd, Lynn, Freeland, Tejeron, Hamels, with Tejeron starting to become a little more intriguing to me. And then down below, you got DeSclafani and King Felix. So lots and lots of options. Again, join us in the Slack chat with all your questions to let us know. Let's get cracking on those bats tonight. Catcher's position, you're going to have so many options. But like Yasmani Grandal in Texas against Gerardo at 4,600. Yeah, it's pricey, but damn. Dodgers have a 5.19 total. Lefties 431, righties 374 off Gerardo. Gerardo's bad, really, really bad. So Grandal is a nice play at 4,600 if you're going up top. If you want to save some cash, you drop below 4K. You look at the likes of maybe a Danny Jansen versus the lefty Rogers of Baltimore for 3,900. Could be a nice play for you there. Maybe an Omar Navarro's at 38. First, Lance Lynn. Slide on down for some more, like Salvi Perez. If you're not using Boyd, Salvi at 37 comes into play for you in that matchup. Definitely a value there with Salvi if you're not using Perez, but I like Perez quite a bit. Tucker Barnhart at 3,400 versus Junior Guerra is a nice, cheaper option for you to go take a look at. Mike Zunino against Nix. Nix is okay, but a lot of contact with Nix, so 3,400 for Zunino. And Austin Hedges at 34 versus King Felix, both in play for you. Kevin Plawecki went deep last night. He's 3,300 versus Hamels in a great hitting environment. So you can get a piece of that game at the catcher's position for a little cheaper if you need to. Sliding down farther, like Michael Perez of Tampa Bay's left-handed bat catcher. He's a really, really good young guy. Still only $3,100, so you can take a look at him. Dropping to 3K and below, you got like Luke Roy at 3K. I'm not running to fade Morton, though. That's a little dicey. Matt Wieters versus Nola at 3K. Probably not going there either. Troy Walters went deep yesterday. If he's in the lineup at 29 versus Ramirez, that can be a punt for you. Chris Herman at 29 can be a punt versus Nick. Sandy Leone versus Urania at 28. So you definitely have some options down here if you so choose. Other than that, check out the lineups and see what pops up. But like James McCann at 2,700 versus Junis, home run Junis, you could take a punt play with McCann there at 27 and see what comes to be. First base, Max Muncy, 54, is outstanding in that matchup. Really, really good there. Matt Carpenter versus Nova. Lefties versus Nova, 5,200. Goldschmidt has some ownership versus Bumgarner. So keep an eye on that one at 5,100. Belly Bombs against Gerardo at 5K. Joey Gallo in a GPP at 49, all in play. I love Muncy at 54. That's a really good price tag there. But when you slide on down, you got guys like Edwin at 47 in a GPP is interesting. In his matchup, Jesus Aguilar's kind of slowed down a bit, but 46 for Tease Clefani and Great American Small Park could be in play for you. In a GPP, Anthony Rizzo if you want to get weird. But Yonder Alonso versus Gibson at 43, I can get behind. Cleveland has a 5.06 team total. Lefty 342, righty 312 versus Kyle Gibson. So you can take a look at those matchups there. Farther down you go, though, you look at the likes of maybe an Ian Desmond at 42 in his matchup versus Ramirez. Ramirez isn't very good. So you can take a look at that one. Maybe a Daniel Murphy at $3,900. You're getting a discount there. Matt Olson at 39. Not great matchups, but you're getting discounts. Jose Martinez, first base outfield at 39. We prefer Jose versus a lefty, but he's just a hard-hitting machine to begin with. If Greg Bird cracks the lineup versus Big Game James at 39, you can definitely take a look at that one. Don't hate that at all. Wilmer Flores versus Hamels at 36 for a value. Matt Adams, if he's in the lineup at 36. Trey Mancini heating up. He had a big three-run homer last night and a big two-run double, 29 DraftKings points, averaging 7.4 his last 10. He's first base outfield eligible versus lefty Pannone from Toronto, $3,600. When you look at Baltimore, they struggle a lot, but what they did last night is what they can do from time to time. So Mancini at 36 versus Pannone is an interesting spot there, first base outfield eligible. Other than that, you got Brandon Belt at 35 versus Buchholz. That's cheap with some upside in that matchup. And besides that, probably check the lineups, maybe a Chris Davis punt and stuff like that. Second base, you got Whit Merrifield at 51 versus Boyd's, very intriguing. But Scooter Gennett at 48 versus Junior Guerra is very, very nice. The Reds have a 4.65 team total. Lefties 345, righties 320 versus Junior Guerra. So Scooter's in play. Jose Altuve has been straight fire since coming off the DL. 14 more points last night. 14, 3, 16, 21, 13. He's starting to really get going again since coming off the DL. So check him out at 47 versus Edwin Jackson. Rugi Odor in that matchup versus Bueller. Like, I respect the crap out of Bueller, but that matchup's tough for a lot of guys. The Rangers have a 4.6 team total in that matchup. The ball's going to fly out of that ballpark. Travis Shaw's in a good spot there versus Tease Clefani. Second base, third base at 4,600. That could be a place to go. He's very, very streaky. Coming off 9 points his last game, so keep an eye on that one. Brian Dozier will get overlooked. Most people only look at him in a lefty-lefty. Toronto gets crushed by everybody. Dozier at $4,400, a little cheaper piece of what could be an onslaught in Texas. Sliding on downs farther, though, like a Starling Castro at 42 versus Brian Johnson can be quite contrarian. In a good spot there for him, the Marlins. Lefties 264, righties 356 off Brian Johnson. So not many people will go to the Marlins. People might even tell you to pitch Brian Johnson versus the Marlins. It could be a good GPP play. He pitched well against him this year. He hasn't pitched well against anybody else pretty much, though. So pick your poison there. So Castro at 42 could be a nice little value GPP play in that matchup. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., $4,200, second base shortstop versus Rodgers. He came back just a couple days ago. Let him get loose. His kid can rake in a good spot there. Joey Wendell hitting in the middle of the order at 41 versus Teheran. Another good look there at second base. Yoan Moncada at 41 versus Lynn. He's really, really up and down, all or nothing, but had a big double last night. Maybe he'll open up the floodgates here pretty soon. Jason Kipnis at 39 if you need to save some cash. Ben Zobrist, 38 as well, but it's first DeGrom, so be careful. Farther down, Jeff McNeil's supposed to be back today. He's 36 versus Hamels. Keep an eye on that. But Nico Goodrum's a nice punt. Second base outfield versus Junis. We know Junis can give it up pretty good. Detroit's team totals 4.4. Lefty's 347. Righty's 341 versus Junis. So Nico Goodrum, 3,600. There will be some home runs in Kansas City tonight, hopefully. When you go on even farther down, like a Neil Walker at 35 is a good value. First base, second base for Shields. Azdrubal Cabrera versus Scherzer at 35 if you want to get weird. And other than that, check your lines like a Daniel Fletcher at $3,200 versus Kyle Freeland hitting towards the top of that Angels order. Could be a nice value play if you need to punt. Second base, third base at $3,200. Let's get to the third base position. You know, Jacob Turner at 56 is in a great spot. He's absolutely raking right now. It's crazy. He's more expensive than Jose Ramirez tonight, but he's earned it. He's averaging 15 points his last 10. His last three, 25, 14, 21. Really swinging well. He had a couple hiccups, 2-0, but then 12, 35, 23, 10. Swinging 10 or more in 7 of his last 9. So really good stuff there against Toronto. We already talked about the great matchup the Dodgers have. Jose Ramirez versus Gibson's very intriguing at 55. Max Muncy again at 54. Alex Bregman, another guy that's on fire. I think he's reached base. I was listening last night, 24, 25 straight games. He had 33 points last night. He's averaging 14 in his last 10, 13, 7, 18, 12, 12. He had a 3 and a 5, then a 24, a 2 and a 23. This guy's tremendous. He's $5,300, third base, shortstop, eligible for Bregman. Absolutely great play at third base. Yeah, we already mentioned Matty Carpenter. Eugenio Suarez in his ballpark is always intriguing. Miguel Andujar, he's crushing baseballs against Shields. It's a loaded 15-game slate. You got Travis Shaw. So basically up top here, give me some Turner, Muncy, Bregman if you're going all the way to the top. If not, you come on down. You know, like an Arenado versus Ramirez at 45 is intriguing. Moustakas versus DeSclafani in that ballpark at 44. I can definitely take a peek at that one. That's very exciting. Coming off a 21-point game his last time out, 21, 5, and 18 in his last three. Good spot there versus DeSclafani. If you want to be different, Will Myers will go under the radar versus King Felix at 44 and Brian Anderson at 42 versus Brian Johnson. Two cheaper guys you can look at. Jurickson Profar, he's quieted down since that hot stretch about a month ago, but still third base shortstop eligible at 4,100 versus Buehler in that matchup. Could be something to target. Todd Frazier at 41. So here's some guys, you know, 42 and below that you could definitely pick on. Johan Camargo at 4K if you want to play the bullpen game against Tampa Bay, which is always risky. Farther down you look, you know, you got the likes of Yomer Sanchez, those kind of punts like that. Nothing crazy. Candelario at 38, Kyle Seager at 38, Rendon at 38, Rojas at 37. Kind of punts that kind of guys that fit in stacks. Unless you got to get major one-offs, you go there. But those are kind of stack type guys. Nothing to kind of one-off with. Same with Tim Beckham, third base shortstop versus the lefty Pinon. He's a GPP guy at 3,500. I talk about it all the time. He's got that tremendous upside. I got 5 points yesterday. He'll go through funks where he does nothing, but he's a guy that can run into one for really, really cheap. So $3,500 for him is an option. And then Russell Martin, third base shortstop, if you want another punt, he's $3,400 versus the lefty Rodgers of Baltimore. Could be a decent punt for you there. David Bote at 32, Colin Moran at 32, and Fletcher at 32 are a couple other punts at those positions. Shortstop. Machado at 55 is obviously an outstanding play in this matchup. The Dodgers are great. We've established that. But Bregman at 53, I love. You got Lindor, he's always in play. Gene Segura at 47, interesting. Carlos Correa starting to heat it up. He's $4,600. That's a really nice one right there. You go down to the likes of Jose Peraza if you're stacking the Reds. I love him in stacks. Marvin Gonzalez keeps crushing. He's $4,200. Outfield shortstop. 19 more points last night. He's averaging 13.1 his last 10. I think I played him like every day for over a week now. I played him when he was $3,100. Now he's up to 4,200. 19, 5, 25, 27, 3, 3, 28, 14. He has been raking. Absolutely raking. So Marwin at 42 in a great spot versus Edwin. Mentioned Lourdes Gurriel already. Someone take a look at Jurickson Profar. Talked about him as well. Yoan Camargo, Eduardo Escobar. All okay options. Nothing great. Paul DeJong versus Nova at 39. Someone to keep an eye on. In that matchup, Miguel Rojas, talked about him already. Nick Ahmed, 3,600 versus Bumgarner if you need a punt. Tim Beckham, talked about him at 35 already. Jeromel Cabrera at 35 is another punt. I prefer Beckham in that little crew there. B-Craw is 34 versus Buchholz if you want to get weird down there. Ahmed Rosario, though, it's too cheap. $3,300 for Ahmed against Hamels. I don't care how good Hamels is. For a punt in that matchup leading off, Ahmed Rosario is your guy at $3,300. That's simple. If you're not paying up at shortstop, plug in a Ahmed Rosario, move on. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. You're either paying up for one of the big boys or put a med in at $3,300, get that salary relief, and move on. Going to the outfield, you got Trout at 6K in a great spot. He went deep yesterday. He's going to get back to just crushing baseballs again. It looks pretty good. You know, you got JD Martinez, Mookie Betts. Love Christian Yelich at 57. If you're not going Trout, go Yelich at 57. Love that. Acuna's always in play the way he's swinging the bat. Giancarlo, blah, blah, blah. Bellinger. Yes, in that matchup, but still that Yelich play is pretty eye-catching. Mentioned Gallo in a GPP at 49. Justin Upton versus Freeland. No, Upton's hurt. Sliding on down, though, like a Michael Brantley at 48 versus Gibson will go overlooked quite a bit. Aaron Hicks at 47 versus Shields is very intriguing in that matchup. Denard Span at 46. Some will say that's pricey, but that's a good spot there versus Knicks. I just hate, with all these great matchups, targeting a team in San Diego isn't really good, so probably pass on that, but don't be surprised. Low Kane at 45, I like a lot versus DeSclafani. I love DeSclafani as a punt, But if you're not punting with them, these are some great plays, obviously. So keep an eye on that. Going farther down, like Randall Grichuk at 45 versus Rodgers is in a great spot there. Had another big double, and what was his total count last night? I think he got double digits again last night. No, only five last night. But swinging a pretty good bat in a good matchup, and he crushes left-handed pitching. Will Myers at 44, A.J. Pollock at 44. I'd probably go Myers, be a little different, be contrarian in that way. It's kind of like when we talk about it on the golf podcast, you'll get guys at similar price points, and on a 15-game slate, you have pivots. Other slates, you don't really have those pivots. You have pivots on a slate like this. So, like at $4,400, when people look at A.J. Pollock in that matchup or look at Eric Thames versus Scafani, you can go to Will Myers. No one's going to play him compared to those guys. Little things like that. Scott Schebler's back for the Reds against Garrett at 43, very intriguing. But I like Nick Castellanos at 43. That's a value big time versus home run Junis. Will Nelly at 43 versus Knicks if he's in the lineup with no DH. It's going to be interesting. Brian Anderson at 4,200. I'm not meant to mention everybody, so there's tons here. Marwin Gonzalez at 42, talked about him. You're getting a massive discount on George Springer. This is criminal. As much as I loved Ahmed at shortstop, I love Springer at this position. 15 points last night. He returned from the DL, or well, not the DL, but he's kind of been in and out. At this price point versus Edwin Jackson, you know, we haven't really broken down the Astros. We just know how good they are, but a five-team total, lefties 357, righty 353 off Edwin. And Edwin's been pitching great, but when you get George Springer at $4,200, you take George Springer at $4,200. It's just how it goes. That's just one of those plays. You got Hunter Renfro's on fire at $4,200. Nice GPP play right there. Daniel Palka at $4,200 GPP. Like that quite a bit. Nicky Delmonico at 41 in the GPP. Juan Soto, if you want to get weird versus Nola, probably I'm not running to do that, but you could. Max Kepler at 4K is a little discount in the GPP versus Carrasco. I can see that one. Farther down you go, though, you know, Nomar Mazara in that matchup for $3,900. I don't hate it. Greg Allen at 39 versus Gibson is a nice little value play as he's being very, very productive. Jose Martinez at 39, mentioned him, but Mr. McKinney, we'll see if he starts tonight. He's a lefty, so I don't know if Billy McKinney will get in the lineup versus the lefty, but he's $3,900. He's just been hitting the baseball well. He got 8 more points last night. Good little ball game there. Austin Dean of the Miami Marlins at $3,800. Big power bat going up against Johnson. I could dig that as a little bit of value there. Sliding on even farther, you look at maybe an Adam Jones for value. Odubel Herrera in a GPP. Took Scherzer deep last time. I mentioned it on the pod. Scherzer's going to give up a home run, and Odubel's cheap, and he's an idiot that can run into one. So, let's pick your poison. You got Lorenzo of Oakland at 36 for a little bit cheaper of a play if you need him. Mentioned Matt Adams at 36. I love Nico Goodrum as a punt at 36 in a phenomenal matchup. First, Jacob Junis, so that's a guy I can definitely take a peek at. Farther down you go, like Conforto, if you didn't see it yesterday, hit an absolute moonshot off of John Lester, like 472 feet to center field. He hit the crap out of it, but that weather is so conducive to hitting when the wind's blowing out. So $3,500 is in play again tonight. As we get towards the bottom of the 3K range, you're going to get your usual suspects. So, you know, Austin Slater, Stephen Duggar at 34, had a 2-run homer last night in a good spot tonight. Nick Williams, 34 versus Scherzer, if you want to get weird. Cole Calhoun, 3,300 versus Freeland is a cheapie. Jose Bautista at 32 versus Hamels is another cheap one you can take a peek at. But other than that, check your lineups. We've been at this long enough today. But 15-game slate, so many options. Come in the Slack chat, ask all the questions you want. Recapping your pitching, 10K and above, in your 10K range, Buchholz, Nola, Flaherty in that order for me. And then up top, you got Scherzer and DeGrom. Obvious plays for you there. In the middle, Boyd, Lynn, Freeland, Tejeron, Hamels. Tejeron could be sneaky. Then down below, you got DeSclafani and King Felix. When you're looking at the bats, of course, you're going to love the Dodgers tonight. We've established that pretty clear. The Yankees versus Shields is always in play. The Indians versus lefties versus Gibson. The Astros versus Jackson, I think, is very, very nice. You got so many. Just remember, Texas can be sneaky because most people won't want to fade Buehler. Seattle and San Diego both have pretty good matchups there, but it's tough ballpark to hit in. So much more. Tigers versus Junis giving up home runs. Let's look at the BVP on this 15-game slate. Hopefully we have some good stuff, but we'll see. Nothing yet. Yomer Sanchez, 4 for 12, 2 doubles, I guess. Nothing crazy. Odubel Herrera, though, 13 for 39, 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer, hitting 333 off of Scherzer. You know, Nick Williams, 2 for 5 with a homer. Ezra Cabrera's got a homer. As a team, they're going to buck 94 off Scherzer. Michael A. Taylor, 4 for 14 with a double and a homer off Nola. Bryce Harper's got two homers. Rendon's got one. They're hitting 230 as a team. Yan Gomes, 12 for 27, two doubles, two homers off Gibson. Brendan Geyer's got a homer. Kipnis, 13 for 31, two doubles and homer. It's a 419 average. Edwin has four homers. Jose Ramirez has one. Brantley has one. And as a team, they're hitting 310 off Gibson with 11 homers. That's pretty good. Joe Mauer, 14 for 39, four doubles, a triple, and a homer off Carrasco. Eddie Rosario, 8 for 21, two doubles, and a homer. As a team, the Twins are hitting 309 off of Carrasco. Jorge Polanco, 6 for 15. Forsythe, 6 for 15. Grossman, 4 for 14. Sano, 7 for 25. There's options there to be contrarian in that matchup. And again, Cookie pitches much better on the road than at home. So the Twins can be that really contrarian play that with some value. Eugenio Suarez, 4 for 9, 3 doubles and a homer off Junior Guerra. Billy Hamilton, 5 for 13 with a homer. Peraza is even taking him deep. Anthony Rizzo, 6 for 16 with a double and a homer off DeGrom. Jason Hayward, 7 for 18 with a double. Jose Reyes, 12 for 59, 6 doubles off of Cole Hamels. The Todd Father has a homer. Jay Bruce has 2 off of Cole Hamels. Bregman, 2 for 5 with a homer off Jackson. Martin Maldonado, 6 for 14 with a double and two homers. Marwin's taking him deep, so is Evan Gattis. Whit Merrifield, 8 for 19, 3 doubles and a triple off of Matt Boyd. Salvi Perez, 7 for 24 with 2 home runs. Yadier Molina, 6 for 10 with a double and a homer off Nova. Jericho, Adams, and Wong have all homered off of Nova. Bell, Marte, and Cervelli have all homered off of Flaherty, but they're hitting 238. Eric Hosmer, 7 for 17, 2 doubles off King Felix. McCutcheon and Duggar and Longoria have all taken Clay Buchholz deep. Goldschmidt in 333 off Bumgarner. I told you there's ownership here. 21 for 63, 5 doubles, a triple, and 3 homers. Mathis has taken him deep. A.J. Pollock hitting 281, 16 for 57, 4 doubles, a triple, and 3 homers. So definitely some success in that D-backs lineup versus Mad Bum. So there you have it, everybody. Quick hits in the books. I got it done quicker than I thought. So I'm pretty pumped on this. Remember to go check out draft.com. Use promo code SD Sports for entry into a free $3 tournament. Go check out the Quant Edge. Use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, for 10% off a package deal. Great stuff there. Give us a rating and review on iTunes. We'd much appreciate it. If you're looking to write for the site, come let us know. But a big week at the Sports DGen. Scobie Snacks drops a Bellinger article yesterday. Really good stuff there. He's had a couple of really good articles as he's joined the site. Andrew McClintock asks if we should get rid of catchers in fantasy baseball. Dana's got your pitching primer. We dropped the Always Pressing Pod last night for the Dell Tech Championship, myself and Jesse. Around the Bases of Bubba Mo, episode 78, dropped last night. A ton of MLB playoff discussion. We're going to have more golf articles throughout the week and other stuff coming your way. I got a Bench with Bubba coming tonight. So tons going on. Go check it all out. I'm on Twitter at BDIndrick. We are at the Sports Degens. Good luck on your Tuesday edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.